Evaluating your career options. Part 1, introduction and some essential facts. At different points in your life, you will be faced with difficult choices about your career. For example, if you're facing redundancy or restructuring, you'll have to decide what to do next. Should you try to get a similar role or make a complete change of career? If you've outgrown your current job, when is the right time to move on and what should you aim for? If your circumstances have changed, how do you make a change in your career that might impact on people that are important to you? If your perspectives or values have changed, how do you find something that fits you better and is more authentic? If you're in a bad situation at work, how do you get away from it without ruining your future chances? All of these situations involve dealing with change, and you may find it helpful to listen to the podcast on personal transition, change and you, for advice on how to anticipate, deal with, and make the most of change in your life, whether you have chosen the change or not. In this podcast, we will focus on the task of making choices about your future, and in particular, ways in which you can evaluate future career options to increase your chances of making the optimum decision. So, what do you need to make good career decisions? On the face of it, it's fairly simple. You need a suitable range of options to choose from. You need a set of clear criteria, important factors that will help you to differentiate between your options. You need appropriate information about each of your options that help you to weigh them against your criteria. And you need a systematic way of comparing that information. It all sounds fairly easy, but of course, life doesn't usually make things that easy. Career decisions are often emotionally charged, which doesn't make it easy to take a systematic, rational approach. The situations about which you're making decisions are complex, and often subtle differences can have big impacts. The consequences are big and important. It may not just be a change of job, but a change of identity, a change of lifestyle, a change of community. Most of the time, all the information is not available, is hard to obtain, or is difficult to interpret. And often you don't have the time or the resources to get the information you need, even if it is available. This podcast won't solve all of those problems, but we will try to give you some practical tips and advice on avoiding some of the common pitfalls around career decision making. We'll also try to stimulate your thinking with a few thought-provoking questions. Let's start, though, with some essential facts about career decision making. First thing is, it's a process rather than an event. It requires time and sustained effort. The career decisions you are least likely to regret are the ones that you refine as you go along, rather than the ones that you're rushed into. In part 2 of this podcast, we will look at how you can save yourself time by working out the right questions to ask in advance. Another thing about career decision making is you won't get the right answer on the first try. You'll have to explore a number of dead ends before you hit on the right path. Don't be discouraged by the dead ends. Learn from them. In part 3 of the podcast, we look at how you can gain the most useful insights from every bit of your exploration. Finally, you'll never have all the information you might want, and you'll eventually have to be comfortable in making decisions with a certain level of uncertainty. In the final part of this podcast, we look at how to make well-considered decisions and how to deal with some of the common pitfalls around career decision-making. Before that, a quick note on generating options, because you can't evaluate and decide if you don't have any alternatives. Many of the clients we see for coaching ask for help in generating more career options. Often, though, that's not really what they need. Quite often, they've already generated quite a few ideas themselves, but they've tended to reject them all. I call this premature evaluation. And what I try to do is to steer people back to more career exploration. It may well be that your first ideas aren't the right ones for you, but if you reject them too quickly, you'll fail to do the background exploration, which might lead to other, better ideas. Quite often, many people confuse career exploration with job hunting. Job hunting is about finding something you can do right now. Career exploration is about finding out what you could become if you can discover a way of making the change. So job hunting is about finding the right opportunities. Career exploration is about finding potential leads for the future. If you are genuinely at the very early stages of idea generation, there are a number of ways you can start. One thing is to actually Google Occupational Profiles UK and look at lists of job descriptions that are available online. That might give you some starting points to think about different career areas that you may not be aware of. Or, sometimes better, you could ask people for ideas. But it's much easier to do these things if you have some clear ideas yourself of what you want from your job and you've some good questions to ask. And that's what we'll cover next in part 2.